At West Virginia University, Mountaineers go first.
Some trees on the Morgantown campus have to be removed for pedestrian and campus safety. Joining me today to talk a little bit about that is Dave Bieber from Auxiliary and Business Services, as well as Josh Pritz, our campus arborist, and Tracy Nabenchu from the Office of Sustainability. Dave, I want to start with you. Why remove these trees?
We take our trees very seriously here at West Virginia University. We have an in-house arborist. We also brought an outside consulting group called Save a Tree, and really helped us come to the conclusion that while we would love to save every tree, there's some that we just have to remove for the safety of our students.
In all, we're talking about 5 trees on the downtown campus. Now, Josh, we would love to save every tree, but that's just not possible, is it? How do you know when a tree has reached the end of its life cycle?
So when I came down here and started actually looking at these trees, a lot of them have pretty severe decay. That led me to believe that we had some more serious issues. Fortunately, we were able to reach out to find someone to confirm those issues.
Dave, what kind of a timeline are we looking at?
The first 2 trees we're going to remove over spring break, and the other trees will have those dates shortly.
And Tracy, I want to pull you in here for a minute because I know that your office has been really involved in this. Talk a little bit about the sustainability efforts.
Yeah, so WVU has a tree campus committee. We're a certified tree campus USA. We've done a tree inventory. We have over 2,300 trees. This effort is really about managing and taking care of those trees effectively. Last year, we removed 41 trees, but planted 51 trees on campus, including a few near some of these historic trees that will need to be removed.
And Josh, quickly, as it relates to the trees that we're talking about specifically being removed, I know there are also efforts to see that they live on in some way as well.
We are going to try to find a way to reuse these trees so they continue to live on off the downtown campus. So we're going to utilize what wood we can. That way they aren't forgotten.
So let's go. Follow our story on wvutoday.wvu.edu.